In Northwest news on KPLU, top brass from Joint Base Lewis McChord took to Facebook this week to answer questions on everything from guns to traffic. KPLU's Paula Whistle reports.
With some 52,000 people already connected to the military base via Facebook, JBLM spokesman Gary Dangerfield says a virtual town hall made a lot of sense as an efficient way to reach out.
And get an idea of what the community is thinking in terms of how they interact with the base and off the base.
What they're thinking, if the questions posed are any indication, are about things like the availability of after-school child care on base, staffing at Madigan Army Medical Center, and why even with a concealed carry permit, you can't bring your own gun onto base. But one of the biggest concerns seems to be traffic gridlock. A major cause of the slowdowns, according to Dangerfield, is the new security system at the gates for checking IDs.
They have an electronic system that allows them to thoroughly scan those cards and make sure that the right folks are getting on the base and the wrong folks are not getting on the base.
Still, JBLM leaders said on Facebook they're working with state and local transportation officials to help alleviate traffic congestion and that it's a work in progress. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.